So now we're on to Alan Porter. He's been sitting here patiently. He's been sitting on this story. Like, he started telling us, and we're like, wait, save it for your interview. I'm like, oh my God, I got to hear the rest of this story. Wait. So he has strategicwealthstrategies.com. Alan, do you want to tell us your story now?
Okay. Well, like I said before, I never thought I'd be doing what I'm doing right now. I retired in 1993. I was a Black Hawk instructor pilot. I made a sick line for every takeoff, and I dodged all the bullets. I had a great career. And I loved what I did. I had a passion for flying, and I had a passion for serving my country. And after that, up until 2008, I had a successful real estate and mortgage business. And I live in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and my son lived in Little Rock, Arkansas with his wife, Lynn, who was 39, and two daughters. They were 7 and 4. And we went out there for Christmas in 2009, and my son had been 100% disabled for over 3 years, still not getting his disability. Hired an attorney, finally got a disability in the summer of 2010. But January 5th, 2010 changed my entire life. His wife, Lynn, called me up. She said, Alan, I've been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and they've given me 6 months to live. And, of course, we were devastated, but there's no money coming in my son's family, except what I give them, and I don't know how long I keep doing this. I was like 99% of the people out there that thought life insurance was a death product, that you had to die to benefit from it. Well, little did I know, she had a terminal illness rider on her life insurance policy that let her access the death benefit, which was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, completely tax-free, which I knew nothing about. And if it had not been for that, my son would be bankrupt. And it took a huge financial strain off of me. Well, Lynn passed away about a year later, so I moved my son back here. But my problems didn't end then, because he's still in the same condition. He looks like he's 85 years of age. There's no cure for what he has. He has type 1 diabetes, but he's got something there's no cure for, and they don't even know what it is. But my daughter, who's an oncology nurse, and her husband's a doctor, had given birth to my third grandson. And a month later, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was very bad. We didn't think she was going to live. And she's 12 years cancer-free now, but in 2023, she contracted Graves' disease and thyroid eye condition. And at that time, and still, there's only one treatment for it. It's called Trapeza. And it's very expensive. It's like $32,000 for the first infusion. There's 8 of them. And the last one's almost $250,000. Now, thank God it was covered by insurance. But the problem is, January 2024, it came back, and she went to the doctor in February. The doctor said, Nicole, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do until you go blind, and then we can operate. I mean, what a prognosis. So we sent her to Duke. She didn't qualify for Duke because she took the Trapeza. We did get her into the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota for about 4 days of testing and consultation, but there's basically nothing they can do for her either. They got some experimental medicine that's not approved by insurance. It's over $500,000 and maybe 50% effective, but it's not even approved for this disease. So right now she's just living day to day, slowly losing her eyesight, and we're praying to God something can be done for her. But when this stuff happened to me, I took a huge interest into insurance and insurance products. Now, understand, I used to have my Series 63 where I did stock and bond portfolio and everything, but I have a team of people to do that right now. I don't have time for that. That's part of my team because I concentrate on insurance products, whether it's fixed or fixed indexed annuities or cash value life insurance, whether it's indexed or whole life. And what I've found out, it's amazing because 95 to 99% of people I talk to, and who include CPAs, attorneys, and financial advisors, have no idea what I'm talking about. I show people how to reduce and possibly eliminate both debt and taxes. I show people how to secure a tax-free retirement that does not affect the taxation of Social Security or the means testing for Medicare Part B, or in higher earners, IRMA tax, which will be in the thousands of dollars per year. Let me ask you, have you ever heard of sequence of returns risk?
I don't know a lot about financial stuff. I have not, but I find what you're saying really fascinating, to be honest with you.
Because 99% of people don't. And that includes the advisors. But if you're 65 and you got $1 million in your stock portfolio and you take a 4% distribution rate, that's supposed to be a safe distribution rate to last for 30 years, indexed for inflation. All of my policies go to age 120. But that $40,000 a year is not guaranteed. Do you realize if you have a loss in the market, say 10% at age 65, now you're down to $900,000 minus the fees you pay that financial advisor, whether you make money or not. And then guess what happens if 2008 happens again, where you lost 38 to 52%, you're going to be out of money in the fifth year. Basically, what sequence returns risk is if you have a loss in the market when you start to take the money out within the first 2 to 3 years of a 10 or 20 year period, as compared to the last 2 to 3 years of a 10 or 20 year period, you're going to be out of money in the fifth to the ninth year. And people are not prepared for it. They're not advised of it. I've got multimillionaires that have tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in their stock portfolio, and they're 65 to 75 years of age, and their financial advisors have never told them about the risk in retirement. The number one risk in retirement is running out of money before you run out of life.
So how do you calculate that? How do you figure out how much runway you have after retirement?
Well, it all depends on what you want to do, what kind of lifestyle you want to lead. When I talk to people, they all tell me that we're going to be in a lower tax bracket. I said, well, I beg to differ. We've got over a $37 trillion deficit. And even the report said 2030, if we don't raise our taxes by at least 60%, we're going to have more interest than we can pay, and the company will go bankrupt. But the thing with retirement, it comes into a lot of different areas. People need to understand it's not rate of return in retirement. It's about distribution of your assets. I've got, and I'm not against the stock portfolio at all, but people have to have different buckets of money, and they have to have guaranteed income in their retirement. And it's been proven by a Harvard study. If you have guaranteed income in retirement, you lead a happier, healthier, less stressful, and longer life. And that's a fact. But we're living longer now. People are got 95%. If you're married, live to 95. Some of them live longer than that. And people are not prepared for long-term care. I mean, this is devastating.
How do you go about figuring this out? Do people talk with a financial advisor? Are there some things they can do themselves to, you know, take whatever they have, whether it's just Social Security and a few dollars here or there, maybe a house, or, you know, maybe they've been fortunate enough to save over the years? How do you assess what you have now and then understand, well, how much money can I really afford to spend after I retire?
Well, it's funny because you heard these large corporations. What's your magic number? What number do you have to have in order to retire? Well, they don't take into consideration inflation or anything. But here's a big mistake that people are making. The 401k and your qualified plans. Ted Bina, the father of the 401k, invented back in 1973. He said it's a disaster and needs to be redesigned. Very few people understand that the fees, 58% of people don't even think there's a fee in their 401k. Understand this, the average fee in a 401k, and this by Forbes magazine Laptimes, is 2.99%. And people will have less than half of their money, and then they get hit with taxes from 20 to over 55%. They're going to be out of money in the fifth or seventh year.
What do you think about having rental properties and just keeping those forever till you die?
Well, rental property is great. All financial vehicles are great, but rental property has risk, and you have risk in retirement. What happens if your renters trash the place? There's risk in all financial vehicles, but what I do is I show people how to mitigate and eliminate the risk in retirement. Just like I said, number one fear of running out of money, market risk, government risk, tax risk. Most cases, I can protect you from lawsuits, liens, and judgments. Very few people understand about the taxation of Social Security or the means testing for Medicare Part B, which will be in the thousands of dollars per year. If you're 65 and married and you make $44,000 a year outside divisional income, 401k, stock portfolio, rental property, or anything, and you're paid $3,000 a month in Social Security, 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxed. And that puts you in the 12% minimum tax bracket, 10.13 effective tax bracket. Provided taxes don't go up, you're writing a check to Uncle Sam for $6,000 a year. And it also affects the taxation of Medicare Part B or the means testing, and that can go up by over 350%. And if you make enough money, now you have IRMA taxes, and that alone is going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars per year, and people are not prepared.
Well, when should you start taking out your Social Security? Let's say you're still working and you're making money.
Well,
what age should you take it?
The longer you let it go, it grows by 8% every year with cost of living increase. But I took mine at my mandatory retirement age. I'm 73, and I've taken my money and put it into an index universal life insurance policy. I don't need the money right now. I've been a pay on it for 10 years. Now I'm going to make more money than what my Social Security was paying me, and I'll have my Social Security on top of that. But everybody's situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, they got very poor health, and they don't have any other forms of income. There are so many people in the United States, I think 50 to 60% of the people in the United States rely on Social Security as their number one form of income in retirement, which is very sad because most people are in poverty, whether you think so or not. But like I said, the longer you wait, the more income you'll get. It depends on your financial situation. It depends on whether you can work. I'm like Neil. I absolutely love what I do. I'm never going to retire as long as I have a sound mind. Because what I want to do is I want to educate people on the financial strategies the wealthy and the banking institutions have been using for years. It's all about education.
So I guess we have two septarians on the show.
I guess so.
And so that should be inspiring to all of our listeners who...
They sure don't seem like they're in their 70s, do they?
No, and they look a lot younger, both of them.
Yeah, well, we have to give Dr. Dick a chance to chime in here.
Dr. Dick, do you have any questions or comments?
I have to say, this is one of those places where I think it's so important to partner with people with expertise and passion in different areas because... You know, listening to Neil talk about his passion for his companies and Alan, listening to you talk about your passion for finances. I'm obviously passionate about research and getting it out. But I will tell you that the numbers and the money piece is, in fact, one of those things that no matter how much I read about it, I just can't get into it. Right. Like that one doesn't get me out of bed in the morning. But I love that it does for you and people like you who I can learn from and work with too, so that I don't have to become the expert in that.
That's exactly right. I mean, but here's an example. Now, I'm a certified tax and business advisor. And one of my clients, a doctor, he's 51 years of age. We're getting back $2,280,000 in taxes he's paid over the last 3 years.
That's amazing, Alan Porter. How do people get in touch with you to get this advice for themselves? What's the best way to reach you?
Always call me at 910-551-1046, 910-551-1046. Now, I don't charge my consultations. It's all about education. My email address is strategicwealth0@gmail.com. And you can always go to my website, which is www.strategicwealthstrategy.com. I've got hundreds of movies on there. I've got podcast. I've got a calculator for retirement. You can click on there and put your numbers in there and find out how much taxes you're going to be paying on your qualified plan when you take it out.
I know someone who's going there right after this show. Richard, unfortunately, we have to end your segment, Alan, but this has been eye-opening and encouraging. I will say encouraging for me because it sounds like you have some really good ideas for people that really hold on to their own money, which I think is great.